Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Rich Sheeban is with us. Welcome, Rich Sheeban.
Well, thank you, Vince. Hey, last week when I did monologue, you said you had to work on your campsites, and I was just curious how that went, and how are you going to market the campsites in general? And I mean, when people want something different, they want information, they want peace and tranquility, how are they going to look at your spot as a campsite versus others? I'm just curious.
Well, Rich, you several years ago, you were at the farm. And you and I took a walk, and we walked through the woods, and we walked along the pastures, and we walked along the hay fields, and we have a creek, and the creek is three-quarters of a mile long. It starts about 50 feet on the other side of our fence line, meaning it starts on another farm, and it's just a trickle at that point. So we have a spring that starts the creek. And then it's a wet weather creek, so as there's moisture traveling along, going slightly downhill, the creek builds and builds and builds to the point where, you know, it starts almost with maybe a 1 square foot area, and it ends up as wide as 40 feet by the time it gets to the other end of our property. So it runs diagonally through. And what makes us different is we have 1 mile of road frontage along a dirt road. So, first of all, this is in the middle of nowhere, and you mentioned tranquility. So, what we're offering is peace, tranquility, the sounds of nature, the sights of nature, the smells of nature. And this creek has been unaltered by man. Okay? No one has brought a bulldozer in. No one has terraced it. It is unaltered by man, and this is the way nature decided that the water should flow. So, along this creek, there is there's bedrock under the creek, and there are hundreds of thousands of stones. Stones the size of ping pong balls, softballs, basketballs. And so all the campsites are along this creek. The creek runs through the woods. So every single campsite is on the creek. Every campsite is about 100 feet, at least 100 feet apart from other campsites. If you look up, you see trees. You see birds. You see nature. You're in the shade, depending on the campsite. Some campsites have way more shade. Some have a little less shade. But you're along the creek. You hear the sounds of the water rushing when it's a wet weather time. Each campsite has a fire pit. Each campsite gets a chance to share the common area where, you know, picnic tables, washing place, outhouse. There's horseshoes, a horseshoe game with real horseshoes, not these man-made horseshoes that you buy at the toy store, but real horseshoes that came off horses, a lot smaller. There's we're working on a tire swing. Now, this tire swing is not just a tire tied to a rope. This tire is about 5 feet across, and 4 people could sit on the tire swing. We have that's for children and of all ages, even adult children. We have a nature walk, and the fire pits have, if you want to pick up wood that's on the ground and use that in the fire pit, you're certainly welcome to do it. That's free. But not everybody wants to do that. So we bought about 40,000 pounds of oak slabs that we are cutting into lengths that will fit nicely into the fire pit. They're available to, there's bundles of those, two sizes, one for two nights, one for one night, and you can purchase them. And we have our cows. And our cows are raised naturally. By the way, our farm is called Natural Farms with an S. And so from the campsites, you typically can see the cows, depending on which field they're in. You can see the cows, you can see the pasture, you can see the hay fields. There's hardly ever a sound of an ambulance. If you hear one, it's off in the distance, miles away. There's a tire run for children of all ages, you know, like a military tire run. There's a farm washer's toss. Now, on the farm, we use large washers. And this sounds like, you know, it's a game, just a game. Where you toss, use skill to toss these large washers that you could not put your fingers around. If you were to try to make a circle with your thumb and forefinger, it's way bigger than that. And you toss them into a goal. And it's a game of skill. We have a scavenger hunt, which is a different kind of a scavenger hunt. It's a scavenger hunt that is a learning experience. So if you want to participate in this, you get a scavenger hunt sheet, and it has a list of items to find, like igneous rocks, sedimentary rocks, cedar trees, find cedar trees, find oak trees, red oak trees, white oak trees, maple trees, locust trees, male locust trees, female locust trees, and currant bushes, and berries, and fruit trees, and black walnut trees. So in the camping area, there's some camping areas. You saw our persimmon trees, so there's a persimmon grove. There's a campsite that we're working on right there. There's black walnut grove. There's a campsite there. There's an oak grove with oak trees that are probably, they're probably as old as our country almost. They're there. And so this is nature. And I think another thing that makes us really different is the fact that if a guest wants to partake in grass-fed, pasture-raised beef, we have it raised here on the farm, commercially packaged, USDA inspected, steaks, beef sticks, ground beef, beef jerky, and that can be purchased, and it can be grilled on the grill that's on the premises. It's a wood-fired grill, so you pick up the firewood, you start the fire in this grill, and you can grill your steaks that you can get from us. They're raised right here on the property. Our brand, Natural Farms Beef. And also, to complement the experiences, free-range, pasture-raised eggs. So our chickens roam the area. They eat the bugs. They eat the worms. They do what chickens normally do. And they eat grass. Yeah, they do eat grass. And they lay eggs. And they lay two color eggs. One is a brown egg with a darker yolk. As you know, Rhode Island Reds do that. And the other is a blue egg. Now, these are not Easter-colored eggs. These are eggs that the chickens produce that come out blue. The shell is blue. The rest of the egg is what you would expect. Just a darker yellow yolk, you know, more healthy, more nutritious, those kinds of things. So that's kind of what makes us different. The creek, the nature, the cows, the beef, the serenity, the tranquility, and low cost. So you have room for campers. You could bring a tent. You could bring multiple tents. You could probably put four tents at each campsite if you'd like, maybe five, six. Some of them can hold five or six. Some people can come in with a camper trailer, you know, and pull in. And that's what we offer. So I'd love to hear from you. How could we make that better? You are a world-class woodsman. You're out in the woods. You studied it in school, nature. That's what you are. That's what you do. And probably one of the best people to be on the air with regarding nature, if not the best.
Well, it sounds like you're already running a dendrology, geology lesson, which, you know, I talk a lot about edible and medicinal plants. I have service berries and choke cherries in my garden that I've cultivated. I got raspberries and strawberries. And I've given a lot of tours on edible and medicinal plants. I would add that into the arena. And when I say dendrology, I mean I would be real specific and give people information on, you know, how they could use it for life saving measures. And I'd probably even add, since you have a riparian zone there, you can have a lot of warblers and things like that. So I would add an ornithology lesson to that as well. I would let your people know what kind of summer fire restrictions you might have. I would also, you know, you've heard me talk many times about self-sufficiency preparedness schools, and it wouldn't be a bad idea to create a database of commerce. So when Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue arrive, you can ask them if they are a small or medium-sized business, especially if they want to get on a Patriot Commerce list, whether they have a product or a service, and everybody who comes to the campsite can literally participate and share that information and their business skills with other people who come there, and that it's a form of advertising. And one question I do have for you, do they get to meet you or a member of the family, or is this all done online and they just drive in and pick a campsite?
Well, no, they're going to meet us.
Okay.
And, what happens is, for marketing purposes, there are sites like HIP Camp, HIPCAMP, and once we are listed there, we're in the beginning stages of getting listed. The Dirt is another one. As we get listed on these sites, you can say, "Oh, I'd like to camp in Missouri, and I'd like nature, and I'd like it to be educational, those kinds of things," and it will zero in on locations like ours. But yeah, they'll get a chance to meet most of the time. I would say they'll get a chance to meet me, one of the boys, our son, and maybe Mrs. Finelli. And, you know, if they want the beef and the eggs, we'll certainly bring them out to them from out to the campsites. Everybody will be given an orientation as to what's where by us. They'll also be given, you know, printed information that tells them what we've told them. You know,
do you have a line of sight from the main house to the campsites?
No.
Okay. Because I was going to suggest, if you have a hillside by the house, I have some friends that they sold their place, but they built a tree house for an Airbnb, and they could not. Mm-hmm. They were booked constantly because it was such a novelty. And I suggested to them to build like a carousel where they can have a tray of food and wine that goes to the treehouse from the main house. People ate it up. They want that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're working on something sort of like that, except without the treehouse. And we have a very, very tiny vineyard here and fruit trees.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Chris Stevens, well, as Richie mentioned, berries and fruits. So on this area, we have we've got currants, wild currants. We have black walnut trees, really old black walnut trees that drop black walnuts. You can pick them up. So for the campers, if they'd like, they could do that. Also, we have a persimmon grove, as I mentioned. And here's what I think this might be. This might be a taste of what living on a farm is like. Rather than just going to a camp, you know, a camp location and just doing not much for a couple days, this is actually an educational adventure. Because of the cows, because of the wild deer, because of the wild fruits and berries. So it really is a taste of what the farm might be like. So if someone was thinking about doing what you have done, what Gwyneth has done, what Dr. Shuley's done, what we've done, this would be a very inexpensive way to find out if they'd like it. And we started out with 6 campsites. So each one of these campsites has a fire pit. A fire pit is about 22 inches tall by 20 inches wide. And it's a fairly safe way of having a, you know, fire at night and sitting around the campfire. And you can grill on your own campfire if you'd like. But this 6 campsites, with each camp being about 100 feet minimum apart from the others. Some are 90 feet apart, but most of them, there's more distance than that. So what people have told us is this is an exceptional amount of distance. Normally, campsites are packed in really tightly. That's not the case with us. You get plenty of room for privacy. But we've decided that we want to build a nature trail, and it's already there. So the camp now has, before it's even gotten going, it's expanded from six campsites to about a quarter of a mile long. Seriously. And it's all along the creek. So that's what makes us different. You know, there's fields, there's woods, there's the creek, and there's nature. And then there's the natural farm products, which is the beef and the eggs. So that's where we are now. And as the fruit orchard continues to grow, we'll probably be offering, as out there this morning, we'll probably be able to offer apples grown on natural farms, pears, peaches, nectarines, and chestnuts. Seriously. So, and plums. So that's what we have. One of our instructors, Brandon, in Missouri, gave us some honeyberry bushes. So we're growing them, and we can offer them as well. So what we're trying to do, we're really trying to, believe it or not, have like USA Prepares in just a different venue where people can come here and experience the way we live. And we're not saying that everybody needs to live the way we live, but if they're wondering what it's like, this is probably one of the best ways I can think of. What are your thoughts, Rich?
Well, look, there's a war on freedom and liberty, and we're not just infiltrated from within, but outside as well. And the main war is going to be on power, energy, food, commerce, especially small and medium-sized business. So you're going to have to look at this lifestyle as a business plan. And, you know, obviously, I've been living this way for over 14 years, off-grid, growing my own produce. I've given away over 60 huge garbage bags of spinach and Swiss chard already this spring and early summer. And that's how I do it. You know, even when I harvest game, I give away 50% of the meat. And that's what I do. And I think if people can relearn those lost 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology, they may have a chance of survival. Because it's very obvious the powers that be want a world to be depopulated. And they want to consolidate power, money, and control for their own benefit. And I think the only way to succeed, to survive, is to create old-time skill sets. Vince?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With much of the country still in disbelief, Japan on Tuesday said farewell to Shinzo Abe, a political figure who dominated politics in that country as its longest-serving premier. He was gunned down at a campaign rally last week. Twitter's deal fiasco with Elon Musk has overshadowed its business challenges, which will likely intensify as growth in the advertising market decelerates and the company deals with the operational fallout. Annual inflation rate in the United States unexpectedly accelerated to 8.6% in May of 2022. Tomorrow we'll be getting the June report, and economists say hold on, as it's going to be worse. The last time the federal government allowed inflation to attack our wallets this bad was back in 1981. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Two Mexican cartel members were busted in New York last week with $1.2 million worth of crystal methamphetamine. They were released by New York officials because of new bail reform laws there. Former federal prosecutor Jonathan Fahey on Fox News says the Department of Justice should have stepped up and arrested these guys, but they didn't.
The federal government has laws that would make the distribution of this amount of methamphetamine a 10-year mandatory minimum and also have a bail policy that makes us a presumption that they would be detained. So this is an area where the federal government should step up, the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and arrest these people, and they should have been coordinated on the front end. And instead of spending all of their time worrying about, you know, preventing moms and dads from speaking at school board meetings and shutting down what they call disinformation, They should be focusing on this, because this is the most significant, or one of the most significant, criminal issues going on right now. And to let these two walk and everyone associated with them, you know, also walk, but because they're not catching them, is really putting the community at risk, making everyone's life less safe.
Secretary of Health and Human Services Javier Becerra on Monday released guidance saying that health providers who perform abortions in emergency situations are protected under federal law, regardless of what bans are in place in their states. The question now is, what qualifies as an emergency under a state ban? Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich, you said something really, really important. And you mentioned create old-time skill sets. And, class, coming to camp at Natural Farms with us at our farm would teach you what you need to know, at least the tip of the iceberg. For example, if you didn't bring it with you, other than the beef and the eggs, you'd probably write that down and say, we got to do better next time. And that's what this learning lesson might have as a component. For example, I've offered to our class a homework assignment over the years. And that was Friday night, you come home from work, and you shut off the circuit breakers. Or you say that at 6 o'clock we're going to shut off the circuit breakers. except for the refrigerator. We'll put some tape on the refrigerator and put some tape on the faucet handle so it reminds us that there's no water and there's no electricity. Okay? But this way you won't damage the food in the refrigerator by shutting off the breaker for the refrigerator and the freezer. And then as it gets darker, you realize that there's no electricity, there's no lights. And you look for flashlights, and you find out that the batteries are dead, and you look for matches, you can't find them, and you look for candles, and where are they? And so you want to have something to eat, and you realize that the stove isn't going to work because it's an electric stove, and the microwave oven would run on electricity, and that doesn't work because the grid's down. So you're simulating a grid-down situation. Okay, and the plan was by 9 o'clock that night, 3 hours later, you'd write down all the things that you didn't like. And that way you could have... you could prepare for the next time when it really happens to have ready those things that you really wanted to have when you did this fire drill, the simulation of a grid down situation. Well, coming to camp with us would be kind of like that. You'd realize the importance of a can opener. You'd realize the importance of having canned food. You'd realize the importance of water. You'd realize the importance of everything. And you would find out that pretty much your life is run by electricity. And you would see what you would need to do to survive without that. So this would be a first step. That's what camping is like. Okay, most people don't bring a diesel generator when they go camping. So you'd find out firsthand what farming is like, what nature is like, what the sounds of nature is like, what the smells of nature is like, what the sights of nature is like. You would understand what it's like to do everything yourself. For yourself. And I think that you'd also find out that there's not a lot of radio frequency in the air here. There's only one cell tower and it's a couple miles away. And so there's a very small amount of electromagnetic radiation in the air. The camp is not going to provide Wi-Fi. So it would be a real step into nature. That's what we're offering. Now, it's not for everybody. I mean, if you think back to the television show from the 60s, Green Acres, would the wife from the city be able to take the high heels off and step into nature? It'd be very difficult. So it's not for everybody, but it is for people who want to learn what this lifestyle is like. And I think it's a great way to do it. And all you have to do is, if you have a tent or you can borrow a tent, that's a great step. And talk to some campers about what you need to bring with you. And we can even provide a list of suggestions. So, Rich, I think this is way more than just going camping for the weekend or a day or an evening. This is a learning experience. And I didn't want to do this without it being a learning experience. You know, most camping is not about learning. Most camping is about fun. Fun, like going to Disney. It's all about fun. That's not what this is like. And the reason that we are allowing people to take a piece of our farm home with them, meaning a rock, up to a softball size, they can take that with them as a memento of their adventure. And they'll remember, if they decide to have some blue eggs, they'll say, "Boy, I remember that place with the blue eggs." This will be a memory and an extreme learning adventure. Rich?
Well, thank you, Vince. Hey, Vince, what I'm going to have to do right now, buddy, is I'm going to have to take the reins here. No disrespect to you, but I have probably 6 hours of information to wake up the American people with, and I just got to dive in here, folks, because I don't know any other way to do it. Country's going down. We have people waking up. Everybody sees what's happening. And I think that's the only way to proceed. I'm going to try to limit my comments, folks, so it's going to be news in a flash, shortcutted. So I'm going to start right now, Vince. First article, what I'm going to do is give a broad array of what I'm going to discuss. And I've got health care, I've got election voter fraud, I've got corruption. But people need to see what's happening, just like in the past commercial we just had where the DOJ is not doing their job. Look, no one's doing their job. The state, the education department, government, medicine, Wall Street, there's no rule of law. Every social and technological institution, it's psyops, corruption, racketeering for the purpose of the consolidation of power, money and control. These people, even the so-called journalists, have betrayed the trust of the people. They've dishonored and corrupted their profession. And we are going to be the ones that's going to have to do something about it, because we're in a time in history that we must all participate. We can't say, oh, this is political. Oh, I don't want to be on a list. Oh, I don't want to be disliked. We literally have fraud at every angle. Elections, from including the bioweapons. We have including gold and silver manipulation. Keep in mind, there's no statute of limitations on fraud. We have entire election files that's been wiped out, which is violation of federal and state law. We have so many people who have committed perjury, and there's no arrests. Look, we are beyond a third world country right now, and they are trying to take us down. And the only way is to educate people on what's going on so we can do something about it. All right, the first article here. Karen Kingston plays video of Professor James Giordano. Ironically, he's at Georgetown University, and he's the chief of neuroethics program. You can't make this stuff up. And he's discussing how to hijack leaders and create a nanotech cloud to create epidemic strokes. Did you hear what I just said? And when I say nanotech cloud, this is not like a cloud of information on the internet, you know, where Hunter Biden kept this stuff that's been hacked. This is an aerosolized cloud. It affects behaviors, brain functions, emotions, cognitions. It makes people bipolar, depressed, suicidal. This is very serious. Okay, I'm moving on here. I'm going to shortcut here, folks. Experts say reports of 2 and 3-year-old children having seizures, but only in vaccinated children. I'm going to do healthcare after this, and I've already deleted a bunch of articles because of time, folks. Pfizer trial. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Pfizer trial found vaxxed toddlers were more likely to get severely ill with COVID. As you can hear, I don't know if you can hear, I got a rooster right out the window crowing. But the point is here, folks, that even the Wall Street Journal, even the bought-and-paid-for media is starting to backtrack because they're afraid of the Nuremberg trial, which we absolutely need, not just in America, but in the world. Next, Tucker Carlson says mass shooters have one thing in common. Absolutely, and it's called Big Pharma. We've talked about the psychotropic antidepressant drugs. I can go into great detail, but I don't have time. Next, FDA has approved the first oral blood thinning medication for children ahead of vaccine rollout for ages 5 to 11. They're not just killing people and children. They're going to make money and suck you dry until you can't afford to live. I know this sounds morbid, but it's true. We have to go back to truth. We have to go back to common sense and logic. We have to go back to facts, evidence, and proof, and stop listening to the BS and the propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. Next, Haiti did not vaccinate its citizens. Their current vaccination rate is 1.4% of the population. Haiti has not been affected by COVID, while the countries who did vaccinate the majority of their populations are struggling and telling their citizens they need repeated injections. This is how you've been played, people. You've been duped. You've been conned. You've been used. They basically make you create fear. They create fear porn. And they take the people who have been vaccinated, and they say COVID is up, so you need to get more shots. This is how they are depleting the population of the United States and the world. In Idaho, Dr. Ryan Cole has warned the public many times about these vaccines and how they're dramatically accelerating disease processes. And cancer is going through the roof. People who've been in remission for years are suddenly, rapidly developing fourth stage of various diseases and cancer. Next, the U.S. won't officially be in recession if GDP shrinks again. This is, I want you to think about how they are gaslighting you people. Think about what I just said. The U.S. won't officially be in recession if GDP shrinks again. They're not even making sense. It's like saying, well, you won't get wet if you walk in the lake. And believe me, I'd love to go into more detail, but the time does not allow. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, was warning about letting China buy chemical and fertilizer and food processing companies and land in the U.S. Look, we also have to look at the people who are selling this stuff to our enemies. We can't. We have to think about our fellow Americans. In the Gateway Pundit, there's basically evidence of criminal malpractice related in the experimental COVID vaccine. Pfizer reportedly filed a motion, you're not going to believe this, folks, to dismiss a whistleblower lawsuit alleging the vaccine maker and two of its contractors manipulated data and committed other acts of fraud during clinical trials. You can't even make this stuff up. Instead of claiming innocence or that the charges were fabricated, lawyers for the pharmaceutical giant argued that the lawsuit, which was filed under the False Claims Act, should be dropped entirely because the U.S. government was fully aware of fraud being committed during the development of Pfizer's mRNA jab. You cannot make this stuff up, people. Pfizer is asking the court to dismiss whistleblower lawsuit because the U.S. government was aware of their vaccine fraud. Are you getting angry yet? You should.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I hope our class heard what you said about this physical man-made cloud injected with chemicals that would make people do things that they would not normally do, like mass shootings. That's what I believe I heard reading through the lines. Is that right?
That's correct. Look, we're in the time...
Okay. Back to you.
Look. I just mentioned in the last article before the break where Pfizer is asking the court to dismiss a lawsuit because the U.S. government was aware of the vaccine fraud. People, if you recall last week, I gave a brief scenario overview of an interview with Dr. David Martin on USAWatchdog.com. This is Greg Hunter's website. He said, him and his colleagues, he's suing Biden, he's suing Fauci, he's suing the FDA, he's suing the CDC, all the organizations and institutions that the American people once had confidence in. Now there's zero confidence. He said, him and his people, and this is via the data that's out there, that's already been published, in the next 5 to 6 years, 700 million people in the world is going to die because of the vaccine. And up to 100 million people in the U.S. in the next 5-6 years will die because of the vaccine. We can talk about sports. We can talk about going camping. We can talk about going to your favorite restaurant. This means nothing. I want you to wrap your head around these numbers. While all these people who are asking for us to take the jab are getting immunity from Congress to the FDA, the CDC, the White House, U.S. Postal Service, Health and Human Service employees. I have articles on that today. Probably won't get to it. All these illegal, unvetted immigrants. Jab immunity. Millions of Chinese exchange students. Jab immunity. This is why I mentioned a lot of these clinical studies over the years, folks, like the MIT study, where people believe the official study, the narrative, when they are less informed, when their ideology is groomed to be followers and not thinkers, when they're intellectually lazy. And this is when they justify and rationalize hate and tyranny. We're being brainwashed, people. Vince, if it's okay with you, I'd like to continue. I just have so much information.
Yeah, please do.
Thank you. And thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment right. Ben Hardwell, Biden administration signs disgraceful new agreement to give Ukraine $750 billion with a B. Now, this is a few days old, but this is beyond disgraceful, beyond disgusting. We all know because we've given these articles. We know Ukraine's a money laundering outfit. We know it's been selling baby parts and adrenochrome. We know it's been hiding bioweapons paid for by the U.S. taxpayer dollars. They do not want the powers that be, Ukraine, to fall because they need to hide their crimes. And they're going to make you broke along the way. Illegal aliens plot a July 4th mass shooting thwarted by American hero citizen. The reason why I put this in there, folks, is because all these illegal immigrants are coming in unvetted. Any judge, any lawyer, any governor, anybody in politics, when illegal immigrants do something illegal, never mind violence, the people who are proponents of them should be arrested, and they need to have all of their assets confiscated by we, the people. Next, they all lied, and we have proof. This is unbelievable, folks. It's on the Gateway Pundit. You can go to Steve Bannon's War Room. Sensitive DOJ January 6 documents leaked to the Gateway Pundit. FBI confidential human source infiltrated Proud Boys and ran an FBI operation on January 6th. They all reported that they were innocent. There's text, there's documents, they have all of it. The intelligence community infiltrated the Proud Boys, and the FBI knew they and January 6th people were innocent. No one is doing their job. That's what it boils down to, folks. They don't care about qualifications and standards for a job. They have everything open to every group for the purpose of using individuals to be able to do anything that the elite wants. It's corrupt. It's manipulative. It's dishonest. It's disgusting. The America we know is falling. This is why everybody in this country must participate. We'll be right back. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, class, it's not time to sit on the bench. It's not time to be weak. It's time to stand up and be counted.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.